Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels the civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. Today is November the 28th, 2013, and today is Thanksgiving, and it's also the day that Ison, the comet, is passing closest to the sun, just after 1 o'clock Eastern time today. So I thought I'd let you know about that. And we're also streaming live, besides streaming on Earth Angels Radio, on Impact Player Music Nation. So please go to www.ipmnation.com. And that's N-A-T-I-O-N before the IPM Nation. So www.ipmnation.com to find out about the many shows they have there and also the Earth Angels radio show that they have on Earth Angels Radio. And please go to earthangelsradio.com, www.earthangelsradio.com, to find out about all the shows that we have here on Earth Angels Radio. And you can find out a little bit more about me and about Fifth Dimensional Living. Many people are just starting to tune in and to be aware that consciousness is shifting within humanity. And that's what fifth dimensional living is all about. It's going on that inner journey and helping people understand what's going on with the shift in consciousness. So if you have any questions at all, please feel free to call me at 646-200-4169 or ask any questions on the chat line because it's open right now. I woke up this morning just kind of a bit of a heavy feeling, actually, because there's so much energy shifting and literally a bunch of crap being released. There is a solar flare and solar spots happening on the sun. And despite all this, I was feeling possibilities and paradigms, old ideas shifting. So there's a lot of energy shift today, and it's going to happen quite rapidly over the next 3 days. When I did the show last week on the 21st, on Thursday at 11 a.m., right after I did the show, apparently, I was talking about how a whole bunch of energy was shifting. Six places on the Earth had earthquakes and volcanic eruptions around the same time. So it's important that humanity look within themselves, release this energy gently, and understand what's going on so they can shift what's going on around them. Because in a physical realm, what we want or desire, we can manifest it here. So it's important that we manifest things that are positive. And, you know, because it's a polaric, which means that there's extremes, like when there's love, there's fear. When there's happiness, there's sadness. When there's dark, there's light. You can create darkness if you focus on that. So it's important to see possibilities, positive possibilities, and look at old ways doing things and releasing them. And that's what I've been talking about on the show for the last 3 months, basically, how things are really shifting now, about the Uranus-Pluto squares. And on November 1st, we just went through the fourth square. And each time we do that, just before we do it, we go into a retrograde, Mercury retrograde, where we're looking at how things have been done, and we look at possibilities and break down old paradigms and shift our way of thinking. Right now, a lot's going on. You know, I've been talking about the soul, the spirit, and the body connecting. Well, this is really starting to manifest itself. So it's pretty interesting what's going on. It's important that humanity don't misinterpret things and focus on what they do want, not what they don't want. Also, the feminine energy is really shifting. I'm seeing it in my dream time. Every dream I've had this week has been nothing but feminine energy. There's been no males in my dreams at all. And it's just about fixing things. And so it leads me to believe that there's a lot of shifting going on within that energy right now. I've also been seeing when I go out, like I went to the doctor's office the other day, I'm feeling a lot of toxic energy. And I'm feeling it around me. And I took my dog to the vet the other day, and they want me to use some really toxic things. They wanted me to. It's not the solution. You know, well, sometimes there are better solutions, and it's important that we look for those things. I'm not just talking about dogs and doctors. I'm talking about the whole, you know, realm here. And many of us have chosen to take things that we thought were shortcuts or easier way to make it easier, but in long run, it's not going to be easy. And I've been seeing a lot of things about Tesla, who, out of his way, and was picking up divine messages to create energy that doesn't cost anything. But a lot of people that have been doing this type of work have been getting it, you know, squashed and stopped because people are stuck in old paradigms and in these polaric ways of thinking. And that's what is changing right now. They could not accept the overlapping of the new and the old paradigms. I've been really feeling today, too, that the magnetic fields are shifting again on the Earth. So just be aware of that if you're kind of feeling a little bit under the weather. Yesterday, too, when I went out for a walk, I saw a squirrel. And I was really quite surprised because the squirrel literally came right up to me. And this has happened on occasions, you know, where a squirrel will come up to me. I've actually had them crawl up me and chipmunks sitting on me, you know, and people see it. They go, how come it's doing that? Well, you know, animals give us messages. So I want to talk about that today, too. You know, up to now, some people are looking at themselves as not having. And it's important that we do see ourselves as having abundance. And that's what, you know, Thanksgiving is about. It's a way of seeing the abundance around us and giving thanks for it. So it's really amazing that these shifts are happening and it's Thanksgiving right now. And Ison, it moves through a cycle between stars, our star and another star, every 50,000, between 50 and 60,000 years or so, give or take. The ascension cycle, where it's coming back and going to the sun today, is starting a shift where we're really going to swing into the ascension cycle. And I want to talk about that on the show today, too. Friday, tomorrow, the moon is going into Scorpio again, which means that we're going deep again. So it's not about looking at yourself as not having. It's about looking at yourself as having, but maybe in a different sort of way. You know, Saturday and Sunday, Mercury and Saturn are going into the north node of the moon and conjuncting in the sign of Scorpio. So, but the thing is, this is a time that things are going to be kind of covered a little bit because the moon covers Mercury and Saturn. So it's like things that you don't see, the subconscious things. And as it opens and awakens the moon, itself more. Things will be revealed to us. The original energy is coming back in the, it's being manifested in ice on comet because it was created when the original energy was created. So it's very, very ancient. And it's got this green energy, which is energy of growth. And right now it's going very close to the sun's, the closest that it will go by the sun for another, I guess, over 50,000 years again, if it doesn't ignite and, you know, that's it. So it, we have to wait today to find out. So humanity may be bursting and really accelerating in their consciousness today. I just noticed that somebody's called in. It's area code 973. Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane speaking. Hello, did you want to call in? Okay, it doesn't sound like you wanted to call in. If you don't want to call in, don't press 1 if you're listening in, okay? But if you do want to call in, again, the number is 646-200-4169, okay? So, you know, a lot of people are very curious right now and wanting to listen. You know, three-dimensional consciousness is shifting into fifth-dimensional consciousness for humanity. And over 15% of the population has already shifted consciousness. It's all about awakening the heart, not thinking from the mind or in a materialistic way of the 3D and through ego. We still have ego in a physical realm and fifth-dimensional consciousness, but it's all about, you know, going beyond that and looking at the ego as something that needs to be nurtured and something that has gone astray within us. And so people in fifth-dimensional consciousness don't see the ego as a problem. And, well, actually, you know, people in 3D maybe not either, because a lot of them aren't aware that, you know, they're allowing the ego to govern them. So many, many things are going. And the original energy and perfect alignments are happening right now. So it's showing that humanity is really doing the shift within themselves. And it's about looking at old thoughts and old ways of doing things, going within ourselves in the Scorpio sign, and digging deep and going to the road less traveled. You know, take the old new path. What I mean is, you know, fifth dimensional consciousness was a consciousness that was on Earth here. And, you know, it's just coming back. And this comet is heralding it. You know, many comets herald different times and different spaces. And, you know, they've said that sometimes a comet will come and show that a king is being born or a star will appear. You know, so it's interesting that, you know, what we have within us and what we're feeling within us is manifested around us. You know, sometimes in numbers, sometimes in animals, sometimes in the stars that are up in the sky, different things around us, you know. So it's all about being conscious, being aware, and opening up that light within you. Humanity is opening up the upper heart chakra within themselves, and this activates a whole bunch of different things, an expansion of the chakras within humanity from 7 chakras to 12 and beyond. So humanity is going from 2 strands of DNA to, you know, 12 and then to 144 strands of DNA. Many of the children that are being born right now are being born with 12 strands of DNA or 144 strands of DNA. Just means that the DNA that's been latent within humanity is being ignited now, and it's because of the light that's coming. You know, this new moon and the subconsciousness within the moon, I've talked about it before. The moon represents the feminine unknown energy that we have within ourselves, and dream time too. So I've been seeing in dream time a lot of feminine energy and things coming forth that have been hidden. And, you know, we're going deeper and we're looking at things and we're seeing, you know, things in a totally different way. Our minds are actually kind of reconfiguring and thinking from the heart. So, you know, it's just a different type of consciousness. And, you know, the body and the spirit and the soul are connecting. So this, you know, the sun and moon are kind of trying to get a balance right now to work with this conscious and subconscious energy. And I was talking about Lilith having a conjunct, well, on different shows. It's all about these different cycles within ourselves and opening up and flowing within ourselves. So you may have heard that in the ascension cycle, there's 26 cycles within each one, and there's a descension cycle, and then there's an ascension cycle. And as we activate this and we go into the age of Aquarius and the golden age, the ignition of these cycles are pretty powerful. So you're going to really feel it over the next few days. And also, you know, there's all these different alignments, and we're going into, you know, Sagittarius. So it's a way of thinking with an intuitive way besides just with the mind. And we're looking at the changes within ourselves and bringing them out and connecting with them. So you may start to see things that you may have not noticed before. And some of it comes with seeing, you know, the animals around you. And the animals are just reflections of what we are manifesting within ourselves. So it's just about reconnecting. And Source is part of that connection. We've always had that connection with God, but people have been focused on other things. And with polarity, have been living in fear and not living in love, but they're not seeing things the way they could see if they've, you know, opened up their hearts within themselves. It's all about now integrating, you know, that subconscious part of yourself and how we feel about life and our core values and the physical with the spiritual. The Pluto-Uranus squares have been showing us how to do that. And it's actually just a reflection of what humanity is doing within themselves. So with these, you know, Uranus-Pluto squares that have been going on for 2012 that will continue to 2015, it's about taking what we have within, looking at it and shifting it, looking at the old paradigms, feeling the emotion and releasing the emotion and manifesting reality in a different sort of way, because we're the ones that manifest the reality here, because we are reflections of Creator, and we have the ability to create our reality around here. You know, a lot of people wonder about the space people, like how come a lot of people don't see them and some people do? Well, if you're in three-dimensional consciousness, and these beings are in a higher consciousness, you're not going to see them because you're going to be sleeping and not aware. You know, so I do see them quite often. And as more and more people shift and they are aware that people have shifted, they will reveal themselves more. And a lot of people have been wondering about that. It's end of the victim role now. We're going out of the pain body. So, you know, a niece of mine, Mona Hillis, has been in a play, and, you know, Les Miserables, and Les Miserables is about, you know, things that have been happening that haven't been, you know, so good. And but also, she's doing a theatrical release of, and it's in a short film right now. It's called Purplish Brown, and it's about you know, violence towards women. And, you know, when we take a look at these things, we don't focus on them, but we really look at them and see how we can change things. We can shift things here. You know, and this comet Ison is really revealing and balancing things. You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, there is more balance. The masculine and feminine energy balance themselves. You know, the comet Ison is brightening rapidly. It's getting really bright as it plunges into the sun's atmosphere. And it's closest to the sun right today at 11:45 p.m. Eastern on Thanksgiving, you know, in the United States. So November the 28th. And it'll be about a million kilometers above the sun's fiery surface, but that's close enough to ignite it. And it could get as hot as 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit. And, you know, right now, they're wondering if it can survive. If it will emerge after. But we won't be able to see it again until early December. So just, you know, be aware that it may totally shift the energy here and be a reflection of the energy of what's going on, you know, within humanity right now. So it's time to end the victim role. You know, we can look at it, release it, but focus on, you know, the positive things about ourselves. You know, there are people out there that are so-called doing healing work, but they're really toxic and they're taking people's energy. It's important that, you know, we see ourselves as having energy and being positive, and that no one can take it. You know, a lot of people are seeing, you know, things, people taking things, and when we think in abundance and we celebrate thanks, you know, for the Creator with all everything that's created around us, we get more of that around us. So just think about, you know, what are you doing on Thanksgiving Day to really celebrate thanks? Are you thinking about being thankful? A lot of people are, oh, I deserve it. Well, we do, but it's important to think and be thankful about what we've been given and what we create around ourselves. So right now the spiritual and the soul and the physical world are connecting with each other, and it's important for us to look at our emotions. And it's important to heal that feminine aspect of ourselves along with the masculine energy and the black and the light and balance and fifth-dimensional consciousness. It's looking at the old stuff and saying, hey, I don't need this stuff. I can get rid of it. You know, I've heard a lot of people going to the storage units and saying, why do I have this stuff? It's all about letting loose right now. And that's just an analogy, you know, to release things that we really don't need or are not working for us if we don't need to keep them. You know, energy is free. Energy flows. But in fifth-dimensional consciousness, this is seen. And energy flows more readily. But in 3D consciousness, it's stuck. And it's not free. They're charging for it. So, you know, it's all about, you know, taking resources and seeing them as being owned and, you know, charging people for it. Science right now, what we go within ourselves with this you know, Scorpio and then within the Sagittarius energy, It's connecting us with, you know, science is connecting us with reality. You know, we're looking at things, and there's been great changes within science and technology right now. But it's because people are shifting, and they're seeing things in a different way. It's all about letting energy flow. It's not about jamming in the energy. And like I said, this ISON is flowing. It's traveling. It's a reflection of descension and ascension cycles. And right now, this is supposed to be the last ascension cycle. And we're going to stay in this consciousness. Humanity is going to stay in this consciousness. So, you know, if the sun does ignite and ISON releases that energy, it's just a reflection of that. You know, our consciousness, even in 3D, affects the outcome of what we have around us, our environment, and what we manifest. It's really amazing. And our imagination, you know, is not just imagination. It's externalizing the internal, what we have within ourselves. That's why I talk about going within and looking at, you know, doing the inner work. So when we look at what we have within us and have understanding of it, and see it as a reflection of ourselves, then in a physical realm, it's reflected around us, and it's manifest. So when you're in higher consciousness, you manifest much more quickly. And I was talking about it on the show last week, where I was thinking of these cookies, and then like less than 5 minutes later, my son brought the exact cookies, which I hadn't eaten in like 30 years, to my house. I was watching a television show and I saw the cookies and I said, gee, I really like those cookies. So that, you know, that is amazing. So in the physical realm here, even though we fell in consciousness, we created time and space. So it is humanity that created this. And, you know, this 3D reality is a manifestation. So if we can create 3D reality and manifest in time and space, and it's an illusion that we've created, we certainly can recreate heaven and manifest in, you know, the fifth dimensional consciousness. So, you know, that's why I'm talking about the show. And I live in the consciousness, and I'm sharing it with people so that they may see it and live in the consciousness also. So it's about now, it's about looking at things, seeing that what we have within us, looking at attachments and releasing what we have created with these attachments in 3D. Because, you know, when you go shift consciousness, you see that you can let go of things. People start letting go. But it's when you hold on to things and you focus on them about losing things is when you do lose them. So, you know, a lot of people say, well, I'm in fifth dimensional consciousness. They are shifting consciousness, but they are not totally in fifth dimensional consciousness. And a lot of people think they are, but they're really not. Because if you were in fifth dimensional consciousness, that wouldn't be going on, okay? You know, we can hold others in 3D by limiting our beliefs, too, around us. So when we shift our consciousness and we project that energy, people feel it around us. You know, I was out yesterday at the doctor's office, and, you know, I was leaving, and I really don't want to go into it, but I said something really nice to somebody there, and it happened to be one of the staff that I didn't know at all. And I heard her talking about what I said behind my back, and, you know, because I kind of have X-ray hearing or X-ray vision, and I can sense things and I pick up things really quickly, but she didn't realize that I had done this, and I don't think she was aware of it, but she was feeling my energy and how it was shifting, and it was pushing at her energy, and she didn't understand it, so she had to kind of have an attack. And, you know, this isn't what we're all about, but I have understanding of that, and so I'm not, you know, I'm just using it as an example. I'm not going to judge the person. I just am aware that this does happen. So, you know, when you shift into fifth dimensional consciousness, you won't let this bother you, okay? There are people that, you know, and there's something that we have to learn if we are looking at that, maybe to help other people or to look at something within ourselves. It could be a lot of different reasons. But it's all about restructuring right now. I put something on my Facebook today about restructuring and waiting. You know, people that are in fifth dimensional consciousness are waiting patiently. And somebody said, well, we shouldn't have to wait and stuff. Well, it's a choice that we made to do that and to let it happen gradually and give people choice about it too. So, you know, it's all about stepping out of the paradigms and the boxes right now. But, you know, we may be at a little different level, but it doesn't make anybody better than anybody else. It's just a type of consciousness, okay? So, you know, also this Venus in Capricorn that's coming up too with the other conjunctions, it's about reflecting within ourselves and looking at the integrity and our core value and the good things, okay? So, you know, my birthday's in January, and I have a Sagittarius moon, so I'm not a typical Capricorn, but I do the energy work that allows people to awaken, and my chart shows that. You know, I've seen it, and other people have seen it. So it's about the oneness and not seeing yourself as separate from other people, but at the same time understanding that maybe not everyone is kind of at the same place that you may be, because you may have made that choice already, and it's important that we allow people to do that. You know, the Sagittarius and Aries to Cancer, there's a dying within, but not the way people see the dying. It's just looking at the paradigms that I've been talking about, the old ways, and allowing them to go. And then looking at our consciousness within Leo, you know, to have understanding that intelligence. But, you know, this information and what we've been projecting around us is being released in Scorpio as we go deeper. It's about, you know, looking at our imagination, looking at the oneness, creating in a magical way, you know. It's amazing what's happening. And, you know, Sagittarius right now is rebirth. Scorpio is the work. It's time to die to the old ways. And looking at, you know, the dark within us and saying, you know, we can balance this and we can release it and the energy can be reconfigured. You know, this Ison comet that's being ignited, it's the light in the new birth in Sagittarius as we head into the age of Aquarius. You know, I woke up this morning and I heard some of the 3D consciousness, because I can connect to different consciousness. I heard, this is really funny, actually. I thought, it made me laugh. I was almost hysterical. It said, no more, no crap. So people in 3D are seeing this, and they are tired of not, you know, like having to deal with this. And they're saying, hey, you know, like, but it's because they're shifting consciousness. You know, if we weren't shifting consciousness, we may not be aware. We may not see things in a different way. You know, animals' consciousness is shifting too, because as humanity's consciousness shifts to a higher level, animals shift to a higher level also. So it's about a paradigm shift, the way we see things, the old way. It's about shifting our hearts. It's about shifting our light. It's about awakening. It's about flowing. It's about unplugging from the matrix. You know, the movie The Matrix wasn't too far from what, you know, actually has been part of our reality. It's about seeing things from new eyes. You know, I used to get like a lot of visions with these eyes looking at me, and it was eyes of beings from, you know, a little tiny bit higher or lower realms that weren't too happy. But I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about within us, you know, opening up the heart chakra, the upper heart chakra, opening up the throat chakra, speaking our truth, you know, and then now we're flowing and we're opening up, you know, it's not, you know, the third eye, but it's a little bit higher. It's about the true eye and banding, you know, how we see things. You know, people have been talking about psychic ability and stuff. It goes beyond that. It's omnisensory. You know, how I can see and sense things that go beyond this reality, because I am part of this reality, but I'm also beyond this reality. You know, when I was a kid, my mother used to talk, and I would say to her, Mom, just, you know, don't talk so loud because I can hear you. I have feelings about things, and I knew things. And, you know, this person phoned me one time and said, I bought something for you. And I opened my mouth and I said, oh, I like that necklace. And I said, well, how did you know? And, you know, I try not to do that because, you know, people don't want me to know what they're doing. But, you know, it does happen sometimes. Or I'll have feelings about things and I open up my mouth. And I used to just say it. Now I can control it, because I want to control it. So I don't say things that may be, I don't mean for them to be insensitive, but they're just statements that come out, and they're about things that are happening. And they may be positive things, and they may be things that aren't so positive. But, you know, it's important that we be aware of people around us and think about other people and their feelings too. You know, this X-ray vision that I have, I'm just calling X-ray vision because it takes into everything, and it kind of makes me laugh because I see things, you know, in a different sort of way, and that's part of that too. You know, it comes through feelings that you have. It comes through, you know, seeing things in a different dimensional way because you've unlocked that multidimensional part of yourself. And it's about, you know, seeing this shift in consciousness, because it's happening, because it's part of what would have happened anyway. It's just unfolding, and but we've been given the choice to take that. Okay. The Lilith and Jupiter conjunction that's happening Sunday, and the Venus Capricorn opposing Lilith, Jupiter, and the conjunct of Cancer. That's a lot of energy happening right now. And, you know, that little squirrel that walked up to me is probably saying, oh, what the heck is going on? You know, like, and you got to look at this, you know, a little further. And, you know, squirrels store things, and we've been storing things. You know, the squirrel seeing it is storing, but, you know, maybe he didn't store enough, and or he maybe he's releasing it, and he's saying, I don't have enough food now. But it's all about seeing beyond that and having faith that things that you create around you unlock, okay? And I'm just using it as an example. I'm not saying that squirrel didn't have any food. That's just what's coming to me. And, you know, on a Sunday, this Sagittarian signs trines Uranus on Saturday too, which has to do with you know, this Uranus Pluto stuff and going deeper within ourselves too. You know, when we go through that Mercury retrograde, each time that we go to, you know, this expansion within the chakras at the Uranus Pluto squares, go within ourselves. So, you know, it's already happened. It started on November the 1st for the fourth one. But it's really starting to unlock right now with the moon in Taurus that happened. And, you know, I was talking about it last week. And then, you know, the eclipse that happened. So there's a lot of unawakening and deep going energy. And it's about human nature right now, this new moon in Sagittarius, seeing what we have as our human nature and the spiritual aspect of ourselves, and expanding, you know, the right brain and the left brain together and going into one brain and releasing our creative energy and our truth. You know, our body, when we shift consciousness, starts to vibrate at a higher frequency. And all that means is, you know, we're still in physical reality, is that we flow and our energy flows easier, and it just, you know, the bones are stronger, our physical health is stronger, our vitality is stronger. It's all about connecting to the earth right now and the vitality from the earth, because, you know, a lot of people think the earth belongs to us, but we're really part of the earth and we're one with the earth. We don't own anything. In fifth dimensional consciousness, you share and you're part of the oneness. You don't own anything. It's not something you say, oh, well, I'm going to frack this planet because the oil is mine and I can do whatever I want with it. Some people do have that consciousness and they do that, but it's just a type of consciousness. It has nothing to do with, you know, fifth dimensional consciousness. It just has to do with a different type of consciousness. It's not right or wrong. It's just that. And, you know, with the earth population expanding, people that are shifting can see that it's really starting to cause havoc with the earth. You know, the fusion and fission and the different things that have been going on with nuclear plants. And, you know, in Japan, and there's been an earthquake recently. There's many artists that are creating paintings. And I'll try to get to that artwork a little bit later, but it's showing that, you know, we have to live in nature with the earth. In a fifth dimensional consciousness, we see that, and we create that around us. It's about balancing the seen and unseen energy right now and creating this beautiful reality that we can have here, or we do have here, but we're not seeing it, or some of us aren't seeing it, because I see it every day. I see the beauty around me, and I live in the moment. So, you know, every show that I do on fifth dimensional consciousness is about the moment and what's going on within that moment for humanity. You know, it's sort of like, I could use another analogy. It's about a program that gets overloaded in your computer, and you don't have any room left, and there's things you have to get rid of. But, you know, you can get a whole new program and just have a new type of program that doesn't clog up. you know, it, with flow, there isn't any clogging up. It just flows, and what you need comes to you in that moment. You don't store things up in your mind. You may find in fifth dimensional consciousness that you start not having chatter in your brain. You connect to that universal creative consciousness, and information comes to you right when you need it. So it's not a, you don't get overloaded. There's flow. But it's right now we're restructuring, we're rebooting to the original program. And, you know, the conscious mind was created by, you know, time and space. And, you know, it's all about integrating the past and future and creating, you know, the subconscious, eternal moment, bringing it forward. So, you know, the subconscious and the unknown will not be known in fifth dimensional consciousness. And some people that are in 3D consciousness that are starting to shift have a little bit of a problem with that because they don't, you know, they can't see beyond time and space. But you may find that things start to break around you, and you may notice, you know, that like that show Groundhog Day, that things may keep repeating, especially when you start shifting consciousness faster. When I was a kid, I kept going around in this time loop, and I didn't know how to get out of it. And I kept going by this building, and no matter which direction I went to, I kept going by this building again. And what I was thinking in my head was, I don't want to go by this building anymore. And I started getting, you know, upset. But I kept recreating it because I was focusing on it. You know, that's what I'm trying to say. So if you focus on something and you feel emotion with it, you can keep recreating it. And that's what we do with these timelines. That's why we recreate in time and space people in our lives that recreate this energy. You know, some people may have abusive people in their lives and they keep recreating it. It's about looking at that now and seeing it and saying, hey, you know, I don't want to have that, you know, and I want something else. And you start thinking about the beauty and the wonderful things that you can have. So, you know, subconsciousness is something that we've, because time and space are so vast in our minds, and we've created this vastness in our minds within our head, and it's all within our head, of course, we've suppressed, or some people in 3D consciousness, or a lot of them have created this subconsciousness, so they can hold the time, I mean, the pain body. I was going to call it the time body. Well, I guess it is. The pain body is the time body. And, you know, things are released to me and knowledge is released to me in the moment. So it is the time body. So when we live in the moment, we don't hold pain. We see things and we see the beauty and love in things. And it's all about, you know, the eternal and everything in the past and the future are happening simultaneously. They're not, there's no line. This is an illusion in 3D that we've created. And about the material trappings, when we live in a time space, we have memories and sentimentality. So it's all about, you know, holding on to material things. There may be things that you don't need, storing, you know. You know, if you do need them, then that, you know, that's okay. But if you're storing stuff and never using them and just piling up, you probably heard about people, you know, doing that. But getting back to basics, it's all about material things aren't what really count. It's love and being who you are and being aware of love and the oneness that matter. You know, you've heard me talk so many times about the oneness. You know, some people just get on the bandwagon and say, hey, you know, I want to do that too and this oneness, but it's more than just being on the bandwagon because you can fall off the wagon. You know, in any way, it's about actually going within yourself and feeling that consciousness, actually living that consciousness, living that and creating that reality around you. You know, what we own here in this physical realm is only temporary. It's the eternal things that last, like love. You know, the Billy Joel song, Moving Out, he talks about, you know, if somebody's going to take things and do things, he just going to say enough's enough and I'm just moving on. Maybe it's a time to do that right now. I see a time of great travel, people moving, and I've known a lot of people that have been moving. So, you know, it's up to you. can look within yourself and see how you change stuff. But people focus on, hey, I don't have any money. I want to have 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 money. And they're actually pushing it away from themselves, okay? It's about giving that smile to others, to feel that joy in the moment. You know, right now, a lot of people are seeing things in a different way, and they're reacting not within themselves, on the outside of themselves, and protesting. And, you know, some places in the world, like Egypt, they're putting strict laws about protests. I think in the United States and Canada, they've done that to some degree, too. But we should have the ability to do that. But if we shift consciousness very quickly, it's all about the inner work and how we see things, and we can actually shift them. I was talking about the masculine energy for the last couple weeks, and Rob Ford in Toronto, you know, he is unlocking some parts of himself, and he's speaking forth for the energy that has not been going smoothly. You know, it's kind of, he's speaking for the masculine energy, and, you know, he's speaking his truth. And, you know, no matter what consciousness you are in right now, it's a time of speaking truth. You know, there's been people that have been speaking their truth, and, you know, it's been broadcast all over the world. The Canadian news speaks truth more than a lot of different news, and I watch it periodically just to, when I'm being guided to watch it. But, you know, it's important that we live our own truth, because when we live our own truth and live in truth, then other people around us and will do the same thing, and then they'll project it around us. You know, high-frequency electrical currents have been used in physical ailments. And, you know, I was talking about, you know, in higher consciousness there's more frequency, and we have more light and more electricity. I've talked about that in many shows. And there's this Boleslav Vladimirovich Lichtenberg. The first name is B-O-L-E-S-L-A-V, and his middle name is V-L-A-D-I-M-I-R-O-V-I-C. And his last name, Lichterman, L-I-K-H-T-E-R-M-A-N. He lived from 1902 to 1967. He worked with this energy that has to do with the electrical current within the body to heal. And, you know, water energy and working with clays that have a lot of minerals and a lot of frequency is something that humanity should be looking at right now, and the healing energy within ourselves. You know, you can look at within churches and different places. There's been things that have been created to reconnect with God, and because they saw themselves as disconnected from God. And, you know, the gift of interpretation. You know, people have looked at that, but we've always had that gift of interpretation and connection to God, that electric current, that flow, that energy within us to heal ourselves, because we are part of that creative energy. And when we go into higher consciousness, we do have more healing energy within us and expanded energy within us. So it's not about interpreting. It's about knowing and connecting to that energy. Balnesotherapy, B-L-N-E-S-T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, is, you know, using water to heal with, you know, like mineral springs and stuff. There's places all over the world, in Poland, Iceland, in Banff and BC, in the States, all over the world, people are using this energy. And, you know, healing centers are going to open, and new ways of healing within humanity and seeing things as, you know, already being healed within us. Fango therapy, F-A-N-G-O-T-H-E-R-A-P-Y, is working with clay and the mineral baths and stuff like that. You know, within this 3D reality, with the blocked energy, genetic markers and the DNA that has been held has been backing up in the cells. And, you know, people that have been having weird things going on with their genetic markers. It's all about releasing that energy and allowing it to flow and to live and be that higher consciousness. Peter Fivo, one of my friends on Facebook, is having his birthday today, so I just want to say happy birthday to him. He lives in higher consciousness, and it's funny that Ison, the comet, is here on and at its closest aspect to the sun on his birthday, so I just want to say happy birthday to you, Peter. And, you know, I was talking about the paintings in Japan, this painting with, you know, the fusion and the nuclear reactors breaking down. He has a painting with, you can see the little nuke thing, and the mountains, and the mountain looks scared. But anyway, the artist's name's Yoshitomo Nara, Yoshitomo, and then the last name's Nary, Nara. Yoshitomo Nara. So, you know, he's speaking his truth. You know, the meaning of life is to find meaning even when there doesn't seem to be any meaning. You know, living in the moment, we find meaning in every moment. You know, the other day when I woke up, I'm just trying to think if it was yesterday. Oh, it was the day before. My alarm, you know, when I got up, my alarm clock didn't go up, and I got up at 7:30, and I looked at the clock, and it's a digital clock. It said 1, 2, 3, 4, and I thought to myself, what the heck? You know, and but it's something I created, and it made, you know, some people thought it was funny and a joke, but it's, I think it represents in its own way linear time, things going in a progression. And but, you know, there's other things that are shifting within it, and we have to look and release it, you know. And a clock, you know, they're probably thinking to themselves, a lot of these angelic beings, you know, why does she need to set an alarm clock? I usually don't, but I did that day because I wanted to get up to actually wake my son up. So it was funny. He had to be somewhere really early, and I just wanted to make sure. So, you know, I've also talked about the number 555 and humanity's consciousness shifting, and I've been seeing that number a lot lately. It's going from being human, you know, in the sense that we've been in, into God consciousness or Christ consciousness. And, you know, the different aspects of humanity, you know. And it's happening right now. And the 3-3, it's just a multiple of 11, you know, a vortex gateway that we're unlocking right now. You know, the physical realms change in a steady manner around us if we open ourselves up to, you know, change. I know that Joseph II Habsburg, one of the Roman, or the Holy Roman Empire, or the, well, it doesn't really matter what he was, because, you know, it's time and space. Those things are just time and space. He tried to change things too fast, but he wanted to impact and make things fair for people. So he was seeing things from a higher consciousness point of view. So if you know, look him up on Encyclopedia. He got rid of serfdom. He got rid of a whole bunch of different things. He opened up the scientific method. The Reformation was created, and we went out of the Black Ages. We're in a period of time right now that we're going from the dark, and we're going into the light, and we're opening up to a golden age. And the solar plexus within us is our gold. It's not about running around looking for gold. You know, a lot of television shows now have stuff about people going, you know, looking for gold on the outside of themselves. It's about finding that core value and, you know, things within yourself. It's about making an impact on the earth and living that consciousness right now. It's about looking at what we can do better now and restructuring within the greater creation. You know, take that program and reload it and reboot it to the original program, because it is within us. You know, it's time to look at what has not been working and then see what will work, a restructuring, a time to, you know, honor the earth. Look at the earth as something wonderful that is here and is a gift to us. Not like, oh, well, we're entitled. We can go and do what we want and destroy it. You know, I was watching this show the other day about lonely planets that travel without stars. They travel around the planet. Well, we do have a star, and they're all connected, and it's beautiful. But, you know, these rogue stars are going around looking, you know, and they're trying to find something. And it's showing that we're trying to find something within ourselves, okay? But it's really here all along. You know, what we have and the beauty that we have on Earth is already here. It's our divine creative ability within ourselves that can create and shift energy here. And the original energy is helping us do this. It really started last week, you know, when enough humanity shift into a major, God consciousness, connection to that source energy. You know, what happens in the microcosm happens in the macrocosm. I talk about numbers and how they relate to us, how the angelic beings are showing it to us from a higher consciousness. And I talk about the planets. You know, I don't try to focus on them because it's something that we do create around us. And whatever you find and see around you and what I share is what somebody needs to know. So those are things I share, and they're important in the moment. You know, there's people everywhere you go that are psychopaths, and psychopaths are just part of the energy that's disconnected. And the thing is that the more of us that reconnect and see that we've never really been disconnected, it will heal that energy within ourselves and heal other people around us also. And more of us will go into that type of consciousness. You know, the original energy is becoming less filtered. It's returning like the comet Ison that's here. You know, the comet is the original energy. And we heal within ourselves. We'll heal all around us. You know, people are feeling the shift, and people have been feeling this shift, like I said, you know, last week. I've really been noticing it on Facebook. You know, I also read that this, I have to look up his name, but he was doing energy work, but on a physical level in Africa, and seeing that, you know, the lands are becoming deserts. And, you know, there was a certain amount of elephants that were trudging around, and they thought that, you know, the elephants have been penned up, and maybe they're causing this. So 40,000 elephants were killed. And this shows, you know, if you look at it from a 3D sort of way, going in a fifth-dimensional conscious way, it doesn't make any sense. But it's humanity destroying that aspect memory within themselves. So he sort of figured eventually that just let the animals run around in the way they should, and then the land's re-healing itself. So something within ourselves that we let go and we tried to forget and we destroyed is resurging and coming back. So it's important that we let this energy flow. And this elimination of women with violence is part of that feminine energy. But it doesn't have to do totally with the masculine energy that's, you know, distorted energy that's working on the feminine energy. It also has to do with that feminine energy that's been distorted within ourselves. So it's about healing that distorted energy. And, you know, France and Spain, you know, the Basque energy that I was talking about last week, the people that were gentle people, but they had to travel and move because all these other people were trying to destroy them. It's, you know, about going back to the old structure. And, you know, people may have to travel to feel that energy somewhere else. They may have to stop going to certain places. Maybe your family doctor is a toxic place. You know, this little squirrel that's coming to talk to me, you know, seem really concerned. You know, it's about, you know, time surges are happening right now, the 1, 2, 3, 4 time surges. You know, it's going out of this time and space in 3D and going into fifth dimensional consciousness. That's what I was seeing on the clock. I'm going to be going out of time fairly soon, but if you want to go back and listen to the archives to the rest that I talk about, please feel free to come back and listen to the archives, okay, because I'm going to talk a little bit more. You know, right now you see people lighting Christmas lights, and it's sometimes it's enough to light a small country, and I've been seeing this a lot. I'm thinking to myself, what the heck? But maybe more of humanity is looking at that part of themselves, that electrical part of themselves, and trying to find it. Just like, you know, they're going out to try to find gold, light around us. It's really the light within us that's important right now. You know, I was seeing television shows lately where people were locked in rooms trying to find answers. And, you know, people around them are getting killed. And
second,
it's not about locking yourself up. It's about being in that flow. You know, not holding ourselves within that energy that locks us into 3D. It's about opening up those doors and going into the flow, you know, going beyond the 1, 2, 3. You know, looking at food and what it can do for us. You know, I was talking about broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cauliflower, those cruciferous type of vegetables, and how it can help with the immune system. Well, it also helps with cancer and, you know, with, you know, the enzyme systems within our body. In January, the Syrian peace talks are happening. I'm leaving to go to a part of the world that's kind of dead, and there's some not so great energy. And I'm going to work on healing that and shifting the energy there. You know, in Syria, the peace talks are happening. Some amazing energy is happening in January. We're going into the new age of enlightenment, bringing light into this dark age. You know, it's a mirror of period after the dark ages. It's enlightenment. It's like a new reformation. You know, I didn't mention this, but Gordon Lightfoot has a song, and it's called Song for a Winter's Night. And, it, you know, he talks about, you know, some nostalgic sort of things. And I want to read a little bit about it. It goes, Song for Winter's Night lyrics, Gordon Lightfoot. And you can go to Google that anywhere. The lamp is burning low on my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. Snow carries a lot of energy. It holds water in a, you know, a form that is holding energy. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. You know, a lot of people don't see the love within themselves. They want to search and, you know, be caught in that 1, 2, 3, 4. And that it goes on and says, the smoke is rising and the shadows overhead. My light or my glass is almost empty. I read between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could only know within my heart that you were lonely too, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The fire is dying now. You know, he's seeing his fire is dying, and my lamp is growing dim. The shades of night are lifting. So, you know, it's important that we keep that light and that solar plexus energy within us in the light of the sun. You know, the masculine energy lighting within us. And we reveal the moon, what we have, that energy within us, the feminine energy that has been hidden from us. You know, and then he goes, the morning light steals across my window pane where webs of snow are drifting. So, you know, the light never totally goes. The light is there. But it's important that we don't see things as stealing. We see things as flowing, like the snow. It's drifting. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands of love in this winter night with you. You know, in fifth dimensional love, we see love as connecting with all, and there's never really any separation, okay? What else was I going to talk about? Oh, yeah, I was going to talk about, just quickly if I can, I talked about ISON, and I talked about toxicity, and I talked about going within. I talked about flow, a lot of many different things, and shifting, you know, the paradigms here. And thanksgiving for what we have and creating more abundance within fifth-dimensional consciousness. And, you know, I talked about the masculine-feminine energy that has been toxic. And while these old paradigms begin to restructure and we see it manifest around us, it's important that we just flow with it. And we hold that energy for the rest of everyone until they reach that. You know, the elemental fire, the energy that we ignite within ourselves is part of that consciousness. You know, the conscious mind is time-bound and it's separated by past and future, and we've created that here. You know, the subconscious mind is timeless, past and future are simultaneous, and that's part of that feminine original energy, creative energy, and the original creative energy of source that we have within ourselves. It's all about being tender, being loving, and not seeing and focusing on things that hold us here in 3D, okay, like material trappings. And if you could see yourself as a ball just bouncing and flowing or rolling, or, you know, balls bounce everywhere when you bounce them. They just don't flow in one line, you know, and but when they're still, they're in one point, the point of all creation, now time, eternal time, flowing into eternal time. You know, I was seeing pushing energy. It was pushing and pushing and pushing, but then something has to give when we hold energy, or energy is blocked in 3D. There is a birthing. And, you know, people are seeing it and they're feeling it, and I'm feeling it. So it's going to be released, and we'll have to see what happens very soon, you know, within less than 2 hours. You know, that comet Ison may be, you know, kind of expanding and going beyond physical form and releasing energy that was created at the beginning of time by this creative energy. You know, nothing that you own and everything that surrounds you is temporary. Only love is in your heart, and that will last forever, okay? Because love is something that we carry through in every dimension. It's, you know, it is here in 3D, but sometimes it gets separated, it gets distorted. And it's important that we keep ourselves happy and smiling and live in that moment and see beyond, you know? I was talking about water a lot on some of the shows and how water holds frequency and energy. And, you know, when we're in fifth dimensional consciousness, we can shift that energy that is holding or being held, you know, in the water, like nuclear energy. So balneotherapy, balneotherapy, it comes from the word balneum, which is bath, and it's treatment of disease by bathing. And, you know, there's a pretty neat spa that is near Collingwood. It's called the Skanda Spa. And that's the closest one that I know of. And there's one in Banff that I like to go to. You know, there's spas all over the place. You know, and if you feel like right now you need to release some of your energy and recreate energy, it's important that you go into a tub and do that and release energy that you've been holding within yourself at a cellular level. It goes beyond the physical level. So, and it's about massaging within that water, the movement of the water, and relaxing when you're in that water and just releasing. Some of these waters have rich mineral deposits like silica, sulfur, and selenium and radium. You know, I was talking about the cruciferous vegetables having sulfur within them. And, you know, garlic has sulfur within them. It's very healing within ourselves. And clays absorb themselves through the skin. You know, lately I've been using organic creams and, you know, using them, the ones that are non-toxic, to put on my skin, you know, because there's so much stuff that we put on our skin that's really toxic in 3D. You know, I've been going through a lot of clearing lately over the last 3 months, and my nose is always clearing. So I have a lot of energy there, but it's also in physical realm, seeing beyond this reality, and the energy sort of comes through there, kind of on the tip of the nose. So, you know, I am releasing this energy, and I'm doing a lot of cleansing right now. You know, it's about drinking water and artesian well water and hot baths and vapor baths and spa that help us. You know, some of the common things in spas are sodium, magnesium, calcium, and iron. But there are other things that are within the water, like lithium, that's very healing. You've heard of bipolar affective disorder. You know, sometimes people have, in this bipolar, polaric 3D world, there's shifts, right? And lithium holds that energy that causes more balance. I'm not saying to take it within you, but, you know, have it within, you know, the mineral bath. Potassium and magnesium and bromine and iodine are all things. And, you know, peat that they found from really old ages that have had, you know, a lot of the minerals from the Ice Age is used in the preparation of spa waters. So, you know, look at yourself. You know, do you have arthritis? Do you have any skin conditions? Do you have fibromyalgia? Would this be a beneficial thing for you to do? Like I said, you know, we're doing things and cleaning within us, and when it cleans at a cellular level, there's release, but it's also manifest at a cellular level. So a lot of people are doing the clearing right now, And, you know, the electricity within you. Are you holding electricity? Are you releasing light? Are you looking at the solar plexus energy within yourself and allowing it to flow? You know, everyone has their own energy, and it's, you know, flows within us. We don't need to take other people's energy. Even though I see it and people doing it, I don't allow it to happen. I just flow, and it flows right through. So I was also talking about fango therapy, which has to do with clay. And it helps with quite a few disorders. In Italy, they have this albino tem mud, A-B-A-N-O-T-E-R-M-E. And it's using clay from the Asian hills, E-U-G-A-N-E-A-N, enriched by the stagnation in tanks with thermal water. And I think they have microalgae that they put in the clay, too. You know, there's some expensive creams that people use that put on their skin that have algae and, you know, microorganisms from the sea. Well, you know, you use sea salt and in some of these different clays, you know, not betadine clay, but anyway, different types of clay hold minerals, and they help with, you know, inflammation. But inflammation is just about holding energy within you. And, you know, our bodies have an immune system, and sometimes they overreact, but this just helps release that energy. So I guess what I'm saying is, you know, look within yourself, see the part of yourself that you have to heal. And, you know, maybe the water will be enough, or just releasing energy and clearing and having the intention to clear will help. You know, it's just totally up to you. It's about, you know, time where things shift. People shift. There's been times where people have shifted. You know, some people think the world's only 6,000 years old. I personally think that, you know, time and space doesn't exist, so everything has happened that's happened. It happens simultaneously. We just see and choose to, you know, look at things at different times. But when we live in the moment, we get the most out of what we experience here. And in fifth-dimensional consciousness, we see beyond what we have here. We see the love. We see, you know, I just want to go back and... I'm just looking right now at this the chat line to see if anybody wanted to share anything with me before I left for today, and it doesn't look like anybody does, but I did want to talk about squirrel. You know, squirrel is holding energy, and humanity has been holding a lot of energy lately. On page 316 of Animal Speak by Ted Andrews, and that's a totem book that I use to show the reflection of what's going on with humanity within the animal realm around us. And I've been seeing things about toxicness. I've been seeing about things holding. So the squirrel, the keynote is activity and preparedness, cycle power year-round. Everyone is familiar with the squirrel. It is a member of the rodent family and is often seen scurrying about, as it always busy or bursting with nervous energy. You know, squirrels can be quite sociable. They don't like strange squirrels, though. They are often observed scurrying around their food and digging holes in the earth and storing nuts and other food. You know, I've seen squirrels playing with other animals, and it's quite comical. You know, with birds, I've been seeing them playing with crows and other birds, and they run around, and it's like getting caught in the eternal time. I see this happen, and it, you know, makes me smile. And they love me. They come right up to me. They keep their sense of smell within that enables them to keep the storage casts, even if they forget where they buried their nuts. So, you know, humanity right now knows that there are secrets within them. And this Ice on Common is releasing those secrets, and different things that are happening right now is showing humanity is releasing, and they're releasing the pain body. But they're holding things that they've, you know, hidden knowledge, and now they're becoming more aware of it. They're becoming aware of things around them. They're like the squirrel that has held the nuts, and they can tell where the nuts are, the energy or the information now, because that part of them is opening up. It's expanding within the energy. It says there are two main types of squirrels, the gray and the red. There's also a black squirrel, which is the more aggressive strain of the gray. The gray is found most often within the city, and the red is found more commonly in the forests and the country. So that's a reflection of energy within us. There's also the flying squirrel. She does not really fly. Its skin stretches and enables it to glide from tree to tree. And unlike the gray and the red, it is nocturnal. It strongly dislikes being disturbed during the day. So that has to do with the dark energy a little bit, looking at that within ourselves, because we all do have that energy within us, even though we have more light lately as we shift consciousness, going from two strands to 144 strands. I have more than that. So I'm one of the ancient ones that has come here to help balance with energy and bring higher consciousness to humanity. So the red squirrels are the sentinels of the forest. They chatter and scold when the strangers appear. It seems they are literally reporting the news to all that hear. The red squirrel is more aggressive, is usually a much better fighter than the gray. The marten is the red squirrel's most dangerous enemy. It should be studied as well. Red squirrels usually have two litters per year within 2 to 7 young. Within 12 weeks of birth, they're usually capable of bringing on their or being on their own. This 12-week cycle would be good to examine in regard to your own life. You know, this 13, I keep getting the number 13, but the 12-year cycle is what humanity is going into right now. And some are going beyond that. You know, the gray squirrel is most common, the most enthusiastic. Like all squirrels, it does not hibernate. It builds its nest in the hollow trees or in trees' tops. The nests are usually ball-shaped, and the entrance is on the side, even though it's bigger than the red. If confronted, the gray we should run and avoid any fight. Its predominant predators are foxes and raptors, such as the owl and the hawk. And I have talked about all these animals recently, not that long ago. So that's their enemies. The gray squirrels, like the red, usually have two litters per year. And they're also usually able to be on their own at about 12 weeks. I'm seeing two energies kind of flowing together right now. They have to do with planetary alignments. One that's opening us up, and then that one that's allowing us to flow and go deeper. But also, you know, the Capricorn Scorpio energy, I'm feeling it right now, is allowing us to balance. And you know, the Cancer energy is breaking things down. You know, all squirrels are quite sociable. They're restful for play and are extremely observant and have initiative, but they're also imitate. The imitation of other squirrels is how they learn. And individuals with squirrel totems learn best by doing rather than studying. You know, it's time now for us to live this consciousness, not to study it. You know, you can't, you can study something all you want and talk about it, but if you don't actually live it. So the squirrels are you know, learning about it, but they're also living it. They're living their reality. You know, the chatter can be heard in the trees when disturbed or playing. Their bushy tail appears to be expressiveness, you know. And humanity is expressing themselves, looking at their emotion, going deep and releasing, you know, restructuring here, seeing things in a different light. You're going to be big changes very soon, you know, as we shift, really go into this shift of consciousness. You know, they provide warmth and shade and balance, these beings, eh? They try to balance. They offer that type of balance. You know, the squirrel will express emotion through flicks of its tail. You know, when the squirrel came up to me, he wasn't chattering or looking mad. He was like, please help us. Do something about this. You know, release that energy. I need to find it. You know, every squirrel is unique, and its medicine can be activated differently for everyone. If a squirrel has scampered into your life, examine your own activity and preparedness. Are you too active? Are you not active enough? Are you running at all and not accomplishing anything? Do you need to learn how to save and ration on any level? Do you need to save money, energy, or anything like that? Don't let people take your energy. Don't let people, you know, see yourself as having abundance on this Thanksgiving day. Are you afraid you'll never have enough? Are you giving too much on collecting and accumulating? I was talking about that, you know, people holding things. This is created by 3D reality, ego, and time and space. Are you gathering and not giving? Squirrels can teach us to balance within the cycle of gathering, give out. If we're doing too much of one or not the other, the squirrel may appear to help us. So maybe, you know, the squirrel was telling me, you know, release some of this stuff. you know, go deeper even. Scrolls are the masters of preparedness. They are also reminders that in our quest for goals, we should always take time to socialize and play. And I'm trying to do that more. I have been working a fair amount, and I plan to, you know, enjoy, you know, time with my family when they have time off after, you know, two of them are in school, and work and play going ahead, or the work will create problems, become more difficult and less fruitful. So you want to create fruitfulness in your reality. Anyway, everyone, you have a wonderful Thanksgiving in the United States. Give thanks for everything we have. Create abundance within yourself and love. And, you know, just let energy flow. And if you need to go out in nature to feel it, go out in nature. But be aware. A lot of changes are happening. And, you know, solar flares are happening. You know, earthquakes are happening because the energy is not being released as gently as it should. You know, we can go through an ascension and a shift without having major energy that's going to rock this world in a way that's not so good. We can create heaven here, and it is already here. We just have to see it and allow ourselves to open up that part of ourselves that we disconnected, okay? And it's all about being thankful and having that connection right now. Much love, take care, and have a great week, and I will see you back here next Thursday at 11 a.m. for Fifth Dimensional Consciousness. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger, bringing awareness to our world of greater love. For more information on Diane, please visit www.facebook.com/dbachberger1. May your heart and mind always be open to experiencing a greater world.